Well, guess who's here? It's Gary Drug from Gary's Appliance Service, where you get your stuff fixed by the old guy. How you doing, Gary?
Well, Rich, I'm still old.
What are we talking about today?
Well, with all the rain we've been receiving lately, we're going to talk about dehumidifiers. But first, I need to explain how they really work.
All right.
A dehumidifier is basically an indoor air conditioner. The air inlet side, or evaporator side, pulls the room air through a coil that's about 38 degrees, causing the moisture to stick to the coil and drip into the bucket. Now, this is the same temperature of your central air conditioner furnace coil. The only difference is the drain hose that hangs out of your furnace is replaced by a bucket in the dehumidifier.
All right.
So you're simple enough. You're talking about a sizable amount of juice to run these things, then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they aren't cheap. They aren't cheap. Hmm. So the incoming air must be 65 degrees or greater to allow dehumidification, $4 word, to work. Therefore, in the spring or later in the fall, the colder air temperatures will cause the coil to freeze up. All the newer dehumidifiers have a thermostat mounted on the coil that starts an automatic defrost, basically, when this condition happens. So that's the guy that calls up and says, I got one of them basement dehumidifiers. So they'll say that they work down to 50 degrees. Well, they freeze up. If they're colder than 65, they just the coil freezes up. The thermostat says I'm too cold, shuts the compressor off, leaves the fan on, thaws the coil out, and then starts the cycle over and over again.
Hmm. So you have to turn up your thermometer or turn up the heater at home to make sure it's at least 65 or more.
Yeah, but if you got your furnace running, you've got pretty dry air moving around at that point.
Okay, what I do. My dehumidifier at home, when I was writing this morning, I went and checked the temperature in the room, and it was 66. Now, I started my dehumidifier last weekend, but I've got it sitting on the table. See, the air is warmer, higher.
Oh.
And
I got mine on the floor in the basement.
Yeah, and it's ran all week, like what you said, about using the juice up.
And I'm laughing because, once again, we caught doing something wrong.
I'll have to buy a table.
I've only dumped out the bucket once this week.
Uh-huh.
So it's still a little chilly, even up higher.
Well, I've got news. Mine isn't even on yet.
So okay, then you're all right.
Yeah.
So they don't make one yet that has a heating element to it that will automatically thaw out quicker.
Well, the other thing, when you're running your dehumidifier in the basement, the air that's coming out of it is hot, so it helps to warm it up a little bit too.
So anything I need to do with mine, I haven't had it running all winter, obviously, so what any prep I need to do before I fire it up?
That's the next paragraph.
I saw that. I was looking ahead.
Well, like your refrigerator or your window air conditioner, you know, we're drawing in room air, outside air, and you get the hair and the dust and the fuzz balls. And some of the models have a filter that you can pull out and clean, but most do not. Mine doesn't. Mm-hmm. Yearly, you should remove the case far enough to blow or wash off the coils. And then if you're lucky enough to have a fan motor that still has oil holes in it, put a little oil in it. Most of them are sealed and $95 a piece.
Yeah. Gosh, that ticks me off. It's the same thing with automobiles when they made the greaseless fittings on your suspension.
Mm-hmm.
That just means that when you replace them, you put the ones that you can grease in because they're going to break sooner than the ones that have the Zerk fittings that you can put grease into them.
Yep, if you can still find them, you know. When I was working for Sears back in the 70s, dehumidifiers were $250 to $500. Today, they've become throwaway item like the microwaves. You can purchase a new dehumidifier for under $200 today. Brand is irrelevant, but you can check the warranty when you're shopping and see if there's any still left that have the longer sealed system warranty. Then if you have a compressor or a Freon leak or something in this manufacturer's period, They don't even fix them anymore. You call them up, and they ship you a new one, and you got a return tag. You put your old one in this tag and send it back to them. If you can find one that'll still do that.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, there. I'm trying to remember what we paid for ours. I just bought it a couple of years ago, and it wasn't that bad. I mean, I think it was like under $100.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe don't expect that to last very long.
I don't know if you can find one under $100 anymore. They're, you know, about $150 is probably pretty average.
We've never had to use a dehumidifier in the house. It's always, if anything, it's been too dry.
Well, it's been, you had to carve through all that mold down there that...
Hey, maybe there's too much hot air in your house.
Well, that might be the could be a zing to me.
Hey, if you got any questions about your dehumidifier, any of your appliances, or maybe some problems and need some service, advice, or just a part, give Gary a call at 226-8300. Or you can send him an email, gdrug@hotmail.com, and make sure you to use a part number or service question. Put something on the subject line, right, Gary?
That's correct, Rich. And remember, between my truck and the Navis shipping store, I stock the most parts in Rochester. If I should need to order a part, they normally will come overnight without shipping. But I do work by myself, so sometimes you need to leave a message. 226-8300, Gary's Appliance Service.